There's no way men and women that can read and can reason can for any longer pretend that the corona hoax is an epidemic. It's not. You know what it's an epidemic of? Servility. It's an epidemic of a population that wouldn't know independence or Independence Day if it came up and slapped them right across the face. Oh, but they surely know compliance. Everyone knows compliance. This is cowardice. If you're a citizen out there and you're voluntarily putting a mask on, congratulations. You are the problem. You're not part of the problem. You are the problem. Now, if you got a medical condition, you think that you actually, well, you know what? I had this going on and I had these symptoms right now. And I don't want to run the risk of getting anyone sick. Okay. Well, number one, don't go in public. Number two, okay, fine. Take the precaution. What is that? 1 out of every 1,000? The useful idiots that are out there, and that's exactly what they are. These people are actually opposed to independence. They don't want to be independent. You know what they want? Tell me what to do, government. Bah! All I want is my paycheck and my 70-inch television, government. Bah! 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 That's who's ruining Independence Day. COVID Karens on steroids. That reminds me, I have to print this letter out from Father Ted Rothrock from Seton Hall, I believe. When I read you Father's message to his parishioners, you're going to scratch your head as I did and go like, they're angry about that? Yeah, they're angry about that. Makes absolutely no sense. But if you are a proponent of Black Lives Matter, it totally makes sense. If you're one of those people that thinks that all of this is actually about race and racial equality, and then all the rest of it is actually about health and disease avoidance, yeah. Being opposed to Father's letter and to him now makes absolute and total sense. As another, who else is ruining all this? Who else is trying to ruin Independence Day? Every little tin-horn legislator out there that has a vote on anything is now telling everyone under their power or their authority, the COVID hoax, the corona hoax, is worse than it was in April and May. We now face, and then this is just a bald-faced lie. You can, look, even Cuomo Vorkian and his giant mountain of Jurassic Park dino dung. This is a mountain we don't ever want to have to climb again, you see. Thundered. Governor Cuomo Vorkian. It should never have ever gotten this bad, but look how bad it is. Look how bad it was. We don't ever want to have to go through this. Blah, 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 blah. If you look at Cuomo Vorkian's cases and death map, or death mountain, his sculpture, it's a valley. It's a valley right now. Yet they're telling us it's worse than it ever was. How can that possibly be? We need lockdown 2.0. You people that dared to go out and buy hot dogs, you went to a bar, and you went to a bar without a mask on. Now it's all your fault. No, it's not. Independent people say, okay, some other people are testing positive. So what? But the sheeple, the ones that are ruining Independence Day because they don't want to be independent any longer, and they're not independent, are out there, bah. We're sorry, Governor Abbott. We shouldn't have gone to Saltgrass and gotten a cocktail and a steak. Please forgive us. We have now citizens that are perpetrating this fraud. I asked someone yesterday, I almost lost it on someone. Almost. Just in a little conversation. Well, you know, we still need to be careful. I said, and I go, careful of what? Well, you know the virus is still out. I was like, no, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. It's making a cut. I said, no, it's not. It's summer, for heaven's sake. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning or bitten by a poisonous snake than you do of dying of the corona hoax. No. The governor said, the parish president said. I mean, folks, it is difficult to maintain composure and to have a conversation with anyone these days. How in the hell have they gotten away with this? They're not independent. There is no longer any independence. It's a joke. Let me take you to another. Who's causing this? Whose fault is all this? Citizens. Fat, slob, underdressed, over-propagandized, imbecilic citizens. There's a video. Again, I can't play it for you. It's on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, I think I might have commented on it or retweeted it last night. Maybe I didn't, because I try not to continue the string of duplicating these horrors and these errors. So Saturday night in Little Rock, Arkansas, at a Saltgrass Steakhouse, there was a bar fight. Mrs. O'Connell's laughing. I can hear her chuckling behind the glass. It's not, well, I guess it is kind of fun. Did you see the video?
No, I did not see the video. But it's a freaking restaurant. It's not even a bar. How are you going to have a bar fight?
There was a bar fight at a Saltgrass. Now, again, citizen against citizen. And look, this was actually caused because the black woman who was seated at the bar had her stupid surgical has no effect mask on, and the rednecks in their tank tops and tattered shorts and sneakers did not. And then she goes, he come over here. He ain't got no mask on. He come up in here and he cough on me. And the guy goes, I did not cough on you. You cough on me. You ain't got a mask on. You ain't even safe. You're trying to like infect me all up in here. And the guy's like, I'm not trying to do any. And then the woman comes in. Yeah, here's the steakhouse brawl, fists fly over social distancing. Now, I'm going to say this again. There is no medical scientific evidence that social distancing prevents anything other than you loving your neighbor as our Lord commanded you to. Now, somebody's walking around with leprosy or bubonic plague, obviously you stand clear and you don't go right unless you're Jesus, because you can you can heal him and then heal yourself, obviously. You don't run up and go like, oh, I want to get the Rona. So you don't go and run up and hug someone that you're snotting and hacking and wheezing all over. Just look, common sense, prudence. I must tell you that on a Saturday night in Arkansas, now I consider Saltgrass, there's one right down the street from my house now. This is not Logan's Roadhouse. You don't take your peanuts and eat them and throw the shells on the floor. So it's just, supposedly it's a cut above, I guess. It's but Justin went and goes like, it was expensive. I guess it was supposed to be fancy. I didn't really care for it. Justin actually said, our producer, that he would rather go to Longhorn. He goes, I think I got a better steak at Longhorn. But this is the latest, greatest, Saltgrass, what a name and all that. Look at how these fools are dressed. This is how you present yourself in public on a Saturday night? I mean, I'm embarrassed just looking at these people going like, you went out in public like that?
I've seen people at the Dollar General dress better than that.
Yeah. Ms. O'Connell, please. We're not talking about the Dollar General.
It must be noted, too, that the black woman sitting at the bar with the mask that is berating the white woman that's not wearing a mask pulls her mask forward with her bare hand so she can scream
So she can scream at him. And you can, if you look really close, you can actually see the spittle come out of her mouth. She's actually spitting. Now, the guys that are wearing tank tops, men perspire. We sweat. You're going to get armpit sweat, armpit droplets everywhere you go. If these guys actually had the corona hoax, they would be dropping it all over this restaurant. So there's a shouting match ensues, and then the guy you can see in the picture in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. See the black guy with a white t-shirt and the black pants right there? He's drinking a beer. The beer bottle gets cracked over one of the rednecks, the insanely, poorly, embarrassingly, badly dressed rednecks. It's cracked right over his head, and it breaks, and then that's when the brawl ensues in a saltgrass steakhouse because of social distancing violations. So this is going to increase because you have the Surgeon General of the United States. I said this earlier. I should have finished my thought. Where is Trump? You had the Surgeon General of the United States out there saying no mass gatherings without completely masked. Nothing. No basketball games, no Little League baseball games. Everyone on the field and everyone in the stands has to have a mask on. You know what, Surgeon General? I have a message for you. This is Independence Week, and on Saturday it's Independence Day. If I want to go to a baseball game, whether it's minor league, major league, little league, if I want to watch some kids play baseball, I'm going to go, and I'm not wearing a mask. Hey, Bannister Tarleton, without the red coat on. F*** you. That's what I think about that and you. What, folks, how are they getting away with this? How? Now, I was going to continue. Who's ruining Independence Day? And how are they getting away with it? It's not because of science. It is not because of medical evidence. It's not because of anything of the sort. So, last night, I stayed up late for you. And I went to the Swiss propaganda research doctor site. This is a gathering of the world's non-government employed epidemiologists, doctors, ER doctors,